Janice, whoa. Some of the hymns that we sang tonight were just perfect for what I was going to talk about tonight. Do you have issues in life that causes you stress? Well, if there's anybody here that doesn't have some issues that cause you stress, then you're not living. In this world, I think we all have problems. Maybe it's your age that's catching up to you, and you're weak and tired before the day is half done. That kind of applies to me. Maybe it's because of some illness that you're stressed out by this. Maybe it's the circumstances of life. Maybe you're worried about winter coming. I heard that this afternoon. A lady said she wasn't pleased about winter coming. Not going to tell you who that was. Folks, do these issues cause you to worry? Well, worry is like sitting in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but you don't get anywhere. Let's pray before we go any further. Father in heaven, it is comforting to know that you know all about us in every detail of our lives. You know all our troubles and weaknesses. You know what we have need of before we ask, but we ask for your blessing as we now consider your word. Bless it to each one, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you in a time of need or stress just now in your life? Let's turn and read a verse in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. A comforting thought to know that our Lord, who is at the Father's right hand in glory, that he has faced every difficulty, every problem that we face every day. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, it says, your Father knows what you have need of before you ask, but he delights when we do ask for help. When we have some kind of a problem that's bugging us, that's stressing us out, tell the Lord about it. He knows all about it before we ask, but he wants us to ask anyway. Turn back to Psalm chapter 37. Psalm 37. It starts out verse 1. Do not fret. Do not fret. In other words, don't worry. Verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret. In these few verses, it tells us three times, do not fret. Don't worry. Then in verses 3, 4, 5, and 7, it gives us the answer as to how to overcome worry when it says, trust in verse 3, delight in verse 4, commit in verse 5 and rest in verse 7. Verse 3 encourages us to keep on doing good as we trust in the Lord. Then it says to continue to dwell in the land, which means that changing your location isn't going to resolve the issues that you're facing now where you are. So if you think, well, I can't put up with this any longer, I'm going to go someplace else or try something else, you know, that's not going to work. Just trust in the Lord where we are right now. Problems just don't go away, but we need to feed on the Lord's righteousness. But you say, I've tried all that. I've tried trusting. I've tried to delight myself in the Lord. I've committed myself to the Lord. I've committed my problems to the Lord, and it still doesn't go away. Do you remember Elijah? In 1 Kings 19, just after Elijah had won a great victory on Mount Carmel, now he's running for his life from the great wicked King Jezebel, and has become so discouraged that he tells the Lord, Lord, I've had it. Just take my life. Just take my life. I heard a preacher saying that was just all smoke and mirrors. He didn't want the Lord to take his life. He was just so stressed out at that point of his life that he couldn't think of anything better to do than just to die. I don't suppose any of us here have just had that kind of experience. Yet God took care of Elijah right where he was in remarkable ways, and he will do the same for you and for me when we are stressed out with problems and we cry out to him for help. In 2 Corinthians 12, 7 to 10, the Apostle Paul had some undisclosed physical impairment, and he had prayed 3 times that God would remove it. But God replied to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. And God continued on to say that his strength was made perfect in Paul's weakness. Folks, are you having a tough time over some issue in your life? Doesn't matter what it is. Our God knows all about those issues. He knows you. He knows me. He knows the problems we are facing. And God's strength is made perfect in our weakness as well. When we're suffering any kind of an issue, doesn't matter whether it's mental, physical, spiritual, and we do not have to carry this burden alone, because Jesus has said in Matthew 11, 28 to 30, come to me. Come to me. All you who labor, are you working your way through some kind of problems? Come to me, and if you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God does not promise to remove the burden, but in verses 29 and 30 he tells us that if we are equally yoked together with him, that he will help us bear the burden. He will give us rest even in and through the burdens we bear, which are allowed in our lives to draw us closer to him. Lord, I've had it. The problems are just too heavy. I can't go on with all this. So I just give it to you. And I trust him. I delight in him. And I rest in him. He is able. Whatever our burden is, we can rest in our Lord's everlasting arms. He cares for us, comforts us in our difficulties. And there is a song that says, take it to the Lord and leave it there. That's a good philosophy to have. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. There's the story of a man who was staggering down a road with a great burden on his back. I don't know what he was trying to carry, but he'd had it. another farmer came along with a horse and a wagon and saw this man sweating and just staggering and under the load he was trying to carry, and said, "Sir, would you like a ride?" And the gentleman said, "Thank you." And he slid himself onto the back of the wagon and still carried the burden on his back. He did not lay the burden down. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Could it be that we take our burdens to the Lord, lay out our problems, and then pack them up and continue to carry them and worry? I don't have enough to keep me busy, so I need to worry. Does that sound familiar to anybody? Like a rocking chair, you know, it gives you something to do, but doesn't get us anywhere. In 1 Peter 5:7, it tells us, "Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you." All your cares. I'm not going to ask for any volunteers that might suggest any cares that you're trying to carry around these days. But don't keep carrying them yourselves. Do not compare yourself with others who seem to coast through life without a burden or a problem. They too may have burdens that we do not know anything about, even when they look good on the outside. They seem to be at peace, but you don't know what's going on the inside. They're like little ducks that are going along in the water, and they're just coasting along so smoothly, but underneath the feet are just a whirling. We don't know what's going on in other people's lives, so don't compare yourself with somebody else who you think they don't have any problems. They have life easy all the time. God has allowed each one of us to have completely different journeys in life. And if God deems to allow you to suffer some kind of problem that others do not have, he will be with you, as it is in, and he will give you the strength you need to bear your burden. Each one of us have different issues in our lives. The problems that I face are completely different than those that you face. And the Lord knows all about them. And he will give us the strength that we need to bear our individual burdens. I think of a man that I knew many years ago now, a man by the name of Mr. Gillette. And when I met him, he was maybe in his mid-80s, and he had been bedridden for 28 years. He was a farmer, and they had a couch in the kitchen, one of those old-fashioned couches that turned up on the end. And he laid there for 28 years. And if you went to see him, it was just a heartbreaking situation to see what he was enduring. But he was the most cheerful man, who always, when you left there, you felt encouraged and lifted up. He didn't complain about his burdens that he was facing, but he had more joy because he was living close to the Lord. And the Lord was close to him in every detail of his life. Rather than suffering through our problems, be it age, physical, health, family, or personal, give them to the Lord and allow him to bless you richly through them. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you." Perfect peace. Do we know what perfect peace is all about? Do we know anything about perfect peace? Yes, the Lord told us, "My peace I give unto you." But do we know what perfect peace is? Not to worry about anything, all our problems, all the issues that we face in life, we just give them to the Lord and let Him deal with it. There's no way that He's going to say, oh, I don't know whether I can handle that one or not. No, He is able to do everything and all things, no matter what the problems are that we face. Because He has had experience Himself at facing every issue that we face in life. We need to focus our minds and our thoughts on Christ Jesus our Lord. And as we read in Psalm 37, don't worry. Don't fret the small stuff. There was a man that we worked with in a Bible camp one summer, and his favorite expression was, in the light of eternity, will this matter? So sometimes there were things that were happening at camp that seemed to be problems, and he'd say, well, in the light of eternity, will this really matter? Okay, you get over it, and you don't worry about them. The Lord Jesus Himself says to us in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Are there things in your life that cause you to worry or to be afraid? I know there were times in my work as an OPP officer that I could have been afraid. But I know that there were times too that you had to pray that fast. Just, Lord, protect me. And He did. Because if He didn't, I wouldn't be here today. And He is right there with us in every situation. Sometimes He answers immediately. Other times it's a process where He resolves difficult issues for us. Donna and I have a small devotional book at home that we use called Jesus Calling. Some of you may know that little booklet. Maybe you've used it yourselves. Written by Sarah Young. And I would like to read you part of two passages from this book. In the book, all the pronouns are in the first person singular. But I have changed them to read so it applies to us tonight and to our Lord Jesus. Jesus continually calls us to closeness with Him. He knows the depth and breadth of our need for Him. He can read the emptiness of our thoughts when they wander away from Him. He offers rest for our souls as well as refreshment for our minds and body. As we increasingly find fulfillment in Him, other pleasures become less important. Knowing Him intimately is like having a private wellspring of joy within us. This spring of joy flows freely from God's throne of grace, so our joy is independent of circumstances. Waiting in His presence keeps us connected to Him and aware of all that He offers us. If we feel any deficiency, we need to refocus our intentions on Jesus. This is how we trust Him in the difficult moments of our lives. Jesus is the God who heals. He heals broken He heals broken bodies, broken hearts, broken minds, broken lives, and broken relationships. And just a comment on that, all of those kind of issues are the things that will cause us the most stress in our lives. Broken hearts, broken bodies, broken minds, broken lives, and broken relationships. We cannot live close to Him without experiencing some degree of healing. However, it is also true that we have not because we ask not, because there is more, much more for those who ask. The first steps in receiving healing is to live ever so close to our Lord. The benefits of this practice are too numerous to list. As we grow more and more intimate with Jesus, He reveals His will to us more directly. When the time is right, He prompts us to ask for healing of some brokenness in ourselves or for some other person. The healing may be instantaneous or it may be a process. The timing is up to Him. Our part is to trust Him completely and thank Him for the restoration that has already begun. Much healing is available to those whose lives are intimately interwoven with His. Ask and you will receive. Ask and you will receive. The prayers of a righteous man or a righteous person availeth much. Do you have problems? Take them to the Lord and leave them there. I'm going to read you again a hymn that is not in our book. Does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the cares distress and the ways grow weary and the way grows weary and long. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades and the night and the deep night shades, does He care enough to be near? Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me, and my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks? Is it aught to Him? Does He care? Oh yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. And folks, He cares for you. He loves you. How do you know He loves you? Because God sent His Son to die for each one of us. No greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for his friend. And Jesus has laid down His life for each one of us. And we know He cares. He cares deeply. So no matter what is causing us stress in our lives, take them to the Lord and leave them there, because He cares. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God in heaven, we thank You for Your great love to us. Thank You that You love us so deeply and You know us intimately. You know every issue that we are facing in life, and we pray that You will help us to understand Your constant care, Your great love, and that You can handle and deal with every issue that we find that burdens us and causes us stress in our lives. So, Father, we praise You, we thank You for a risen, glorified Savior seated at Your right hand who intercedes for us on our behalf. And we take our burdens, we give them to You, Lord, and leave them there. And we praise You and thank You for the way that You care for us every day. So, Lord, we ask Your blessing on each one here this evening. Go with us throughout this week, and may we enjoy Your closeness and Your presence with us as we fellowship closely with You. We give thanks in the worthy, precious, and holy name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.